This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In the Indian Ocean nation of Sri Lanka, the calm of Easter Sunday was blasted away by bomb explosions at three churches and three hotels. The death toll now exceeds 200, with perhaps twice that many wounded. Seven people are said to be in police custody for questioning. We get a report from VOA's Marcus Harton.
The first six blasts that began around 8:45 local time were coordinated and claimed most of the fatalities, while two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The capital, Colombo, where three major hotels and one church were targeted, bore the brunt of the mayhem. Christian groups have said they face increasing intimidation from hardline Buddhist monks in recent years. However, such harassment is on a relatively minor level, says Jahan Pereira, who heads the National Peace Council in Colombo.
Who target Catholics? There have been anti-Christian sentiment, but it's on a very small scale with regard to these little conversions that are happening in different localities, but not to the extent where people were being killed.
Condemnation of the deadly bombings came in from leaders across the world, including U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it's blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation. World leaders have been quick to condemn the bloodletting, calling it a horrific terrorist attack. Prime Minister Imran Khan of Pakistan said, "My profound condolences go to our Sri Lankan brethren. Pakistan stands in complete solidarity with Sri Lanka in their hour of grief." This day's carnage is sure to bring back memories of a three-decade-long civil war between Sri Lanka's ruling Sinhalese Buddhist majority and Tamil separatists based mainly in the north and east of the country. Those were years filled with atrocities by both sides. This is VOA News. Since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, U.S. President Donald Trump has celebrated the fact that he was absolved of collusion with Russia during his run for the White House. Trump critics, however, make just as much of the fact Mueller, when discussing obstruction of justice, never mentioned the word exoneration. Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway on ABC's This Week basically asked, who cares?
The word exoneration was unnecessary in the Mueller report, and I would say inappropriate.
Meanwhile, House Democrats insist they be given the full unredacted Mueller report, something the Justice Department has so far refused to do. And House Judiciary Committee Chairman Elijah Cummins on CBS's Face the Nation also talked impeachment.
I have to make decisions based upon the fact that it is our watch. And, you know, history, I think, even if we did not win, possibly, if there were not impeachment, I think history would smile upon us for standing up for the Constitution.
Once again in Paris, a Sunday morning cleanup. That's because thousands of yellow vest protesters set fires on a march through the city a day earlier, as they sought to drive home a message to a government they say is ignoring the poor. Police reported making more than 120 arrests. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Tear gas hung in the air throughout the afternoon Saturday around the Place de la République in Paris. Radical protesters hurled paving stones and flares, attacked at least one boarded-up shop, and set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged in an effort to contain the crowd. Associated Press reporters saw at least two journalists injured in the melee. Meanwhile, a separate, smaller crowd of yellow vests marched peacefully toward the cordoned-off neighborhood around Notre Dame. They're urging the French government not to forget the poor, even as it gathers millions to rebuild the fire-damaged cathedral. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. has begun a multi-million-dollar cleanup of a one-time American airbase in Vietnam, which was used to store the highly toxic chemical Agent Orange. The launch of the operation outside Bien Hoa comes more than 40 years after the end of the war. Armed rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo attacked an Ebola treatment facility on Saturday near the city of Butembo. It happened just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. Police officials say one militia member was killed and four others were wounded in the second attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain the Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the DRC. On April 22nd, more than a billion people in 192 countries are expected to take part in a global day of political and civic action for the Earth. Gene Randall, VOA News.